Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hey, Big Blue Nation. It's time for Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080. Now here's every Wildcat's best friend, Michael Bennett, alongside Shannon the Duke.
Hello, Big Blue Nation. This is Just the Cats, the May 5th edition. Appreciate you joining us this morning. Shannon Dude is with us on this, I don't know, what is it? It's a pretty day, right, Shannon?
I mean, it depends on where you're at, right?
Well, yeah. Well, okay. But happy Cinco de Mayo to you.
Happy Cinco de Mayo to you as well, sir. And how are the waves down there?
I knew you were going to say that. Stop. I mean, what? Yes. I might be somewhere else.
Yeah.
But I'm everywhere in heart, okay? So everywhere in heart and mind. But
you're like that song, I'm already there, I'm the wind in your hair. That's
well,
you.
Keep going. Let's get a little Alice Blue Gown going here.
No, we don't sing that stuff.
Oh, we don't? Okay.
No. When I said we, that doesn't include you. You're not in the band.
Now, wait a minute now.
No.
You said even J.D. Shelburne is going to let me be a part of his band.
Well, you can go be a part of J.D. Shelburne's band.
Why can't I be a little part of? I think it would be a lot of fun if I came out and made a special guest appearance with Alice.
Again, I said you could be our roadie. You could be the guy who carries in the drum set and the amps.
Yeah, you're trying to make me is
picks up my microphone stand when I knock it over.
Exactly.
Well, you can be part of the band. The roadie's a big part of the band.
Yes,
we can't play without the roadie.
But I think you look at me as like kind of the Chris Farley character. That's what I do. I look at myself and it's like Shannon thinks I'm kind of like Chris Farley. I mean, I'm kind of the chunky guy, goofball, and that's basically it.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something.
Okay.
I didn't really think that before, but now that you bring it up, I kind of see the resemblance.
Yeah, you remember? Well, you remember Wayne's World when Chris Farley was actually the roadie for the band. And
there you go. That's you. Play that part.
Okay. All right. I'll get a wig and I'll get some leather vest and some blue jeans and the what are those workman boots that motorcycle guys wear? Those things. That's what I'll wear, and that'll be it. No T-shirt or anything, but the leather vest.
Yeah. Okay. Well. If that's what you want to do.
Yeah. But I'm excited about Cinco de Mayo. I mean, one of our great advertisers, Whole Sopple Brewery over in Linden, is going to have a special day today. So, I mean, it's something a lot better than what yesterday was. I mean, come on. Am I right?
Well, I think I stirred the pot a lot with the nerds later in the day yesterday. They weren't too happy with me.
I didn't know that.
I just love how overly offended some Star Wars and Star Trek fans get. That's really what makes me laugh.
You forgot one of the big ones, too, and that's Battlestar Galactica. I mean, there are huge fans of Battlestar Galactica. Forget the rest. And, I mean, those could be any kind of gang wars between all three of those different fan bases.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I'm not here to do that today.
I'm not either. So I'm not interested in that. But did you see the news? And I think this is kind of the big news from yesterday. Ty Washington was supposed to be announcing his commitment, and now he has delayed it until May the 15th. Now, if you look at different recruiting websites, Rivals, Crystal Ball, those, and you look at them, one's picking Arizona and one is picking UK. Now, with the delay, Shannon, and then think, I can take this as a positive, I could take this as a negative. I'm trying to take it as a positive because I'm trying to pass all of those pessimistic days you claim I was having earlier this week.
Mm-hmm.
So the positive is, you know, hopefully we're going to get an announcement any time now that Cal has hired two new assistant coaches, and I'm very excited about these assistant coaches. Do you feel like with the delay of Washington's announcement, maybe he's waiting to get to know the assistant coaches at Kentucky, and that could be a positive for UK? Because this is one of the top point guard targets that UK desperately needs right now.
I think you nailed it. I think he is waiting to make it official to see which assistant coaches he's going to play for.
Yes.
And we're almost certain it's going to be Chin Coleman coming in from Illinois. Yes. And we're almost certain it's going to be Orlando Antigua, but we're not, you know, the dotted line hasn't been signed yet. So I think he's probably waiting for that to happen. And that way he knows for sure which assistant coaches he's going to play for. Because, you know, I think that as fans, it's easy for us to overlook the assistant coach position. But, you know, these players, a lot of times they have more contact with the assistant coach than they do the head coach, it feels like, during the game.
Well, I mean, prime example is Nolan Hickman right there.
Right, right.
So if you don't believe that, then why did Nolan Hickman just decommit from Kentucky?
Exactly.
He's probably going to be going. And don't tell me the homesick part.
Yeah.
That's not it. That's just an excuse they're all coming up with. I don't buy it, but I guarantee it's because of Tony Barbee not being there anymore and that comfort level he had with Tony as well as Joel Justice.
You're right. So yep. And we talked about how important Kenny Payne was when he was here, you know? It was sort of, we talked about how he could play good cop when Cal was playing bad cop, right?
And yes.
Maybe that's not the best of examples right now.
No, I think it is. I think that's the best examples. Cal was the bad cop. Kenny was the good cop. And as far as getting in there and getting them prepared, Kenny did a phenomenal job. I mean, we mentioned because, you know, he got named to the Hall of Fame, assistant coaches Hall of Fame yesterday, and we mentioned all the big men that he helped mentor yesterday, and of course he does play a big part of
that.
Let's just say
instead of using that analogy, Cal could play the heel, and then Kenny Payne could play the baby face, play the good guy. Let's say it like that. That would be a better analogy, I think.
You know, I'm going through some Shannon the Dude training right now. I everybody doesn't know this, but I'm going to be possibly a manager for a wrestler at OVW.
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
Do you see Michael Bennett as a heel, or do you see Michael Bennett as a more positive role? Where do you see?
I can see you going either way. Really?
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're always jovial and happy and giggly.
Yes. Yes.
So I think it's hard to dislike that guy, but I feel like you've got another side to you.
Oh, believe
because
me, there
are some days
they'll have a problem.
There are some days when you wake up and you come on these airwaves, and you are very disgruntled. You're very evil.
I'm ready.
I don't know. Evil Michael Bennett. Remember that Twitter account, Evil Michael Bennett.
Yes.
So see, I think that you could play it either way, really.
But I try to switch it up. Yes, there are days before we comment on the air, I'm a little in a bad mood, but I try to switch it immediately because nobody wants to listen to a radio host in a bad mood on a radio show, do they?
No.
Or maybe they do.
I mean, sometimes it's entertaining.
Okay. It can be entertaining. I know the part of the evil Shannon the Dude, he loves it when Michael Bennett has a feud with somebody, especially one person in particular,
yeah.
Because you're in the midst of it. You're in the middle of it, and you have to hear it from both sides.
That's right.
And you thrive at that. I think that's the one thing that Shannon the Dude has invented is the stirring of the pot.
Yep. I've got a big wooden spoon over here, and,
yes,
you know,
sure.
I get bored every now and then. So whenever the Matt Jones versus Michael Bennett feud kind of dies down, maybe I'll throw in a barb here and there. Like, did you hear what Michael said about you on the show?
I didn't say
hey,
anything.
Hey, Michael, did you hear what Matt said about you on the show this morning? And then next thing I know, you two are on Twitter. Like a bunch of kids just going back and forth at each other.
Yeah, and then I'm getting a text message. And so anyway, but no, stop it now. No, listen, I'm very appreciative that Matt has included me in this. I'm excited about it. I've never been anything closely, remotely a part of something like this with OVW. I'm going to tell you. The times that I've gone, I've mentioned this before, the times that I've gone to go watch you wrestle, you be a part of OVW, I've never had so much fun in my life. I mean, I've never laughed so loud in my life, and I've never booed a person so hard in my life. And watching you respond to the entire crowd that is booing you, you love it. I mean, this is something you've really enjoyed. I mean, we've gotten totally off track here, but that's okay.
Well, what is the track for the show?
Well, there's a lot to talk about today. Of course, I wanted to talk about the Ty Washington. I mean, I'm not going to lie to you. I am still very uncomfortable. Yes, I know there are times past seasons where we haven't gotten our roster until May, June, something like that. But I guess the freshness of such a bad season, that I'm probably a little more anxious about it this year.
Well, if you're anxious, you know what you need to do.
Yes, I do.
You need to go ahead. Michael, to cornbreadhemp.com. You know, I feel like we've pushed this advertisement to the end of the show the last couple of years.
Yes.
Or a couple of years. Couple of days, I should say. So let's talk about it right now. Cornbread CBD hemp oil. It's a USDA certified organic CBD hemp oil, and you can go there and get not only the oil, but you got The gummies that we've talked about so much, and it's good if you have pain, anxiety, trouble sleeping. You can use the promo code CATS and save 25% off your first order or get it delivered in just 2 days from Amazon Prime. But you don't get to use the code if you do it from Amazon Prime. So do you want it quicker or do you want to save some money?
Save some money. I'm all about money.
That's what I'm saying.
Exactly.
So then in that case, you go to cornbreadhemp.com, check out all their 5-star reviews, and they got a great product there and can help you out with, like we said, pain, anxiety, or sleep problems. Cornbreadhemp.com.
I mean, they got tons of reviews, and you might find a special one in there if you dig deep enough. So anyway, all right, let's go ahead and take our first break. Lots to talk about today. Plus, I want to talk about football. Where is the pressure going to be this year? And we'll talk about that when we get back as well. Plus, a couple of special little things I love talking about when it comes to the wackiness of this show. So we'll talk about those as well coming up. But if you want to give us a call, 502-571-1080, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. We'll be right back. What's this called, Shannon?
Just the Cats. Formerly known as.
Stop.
Okay, I can't say that. Never mind. Let's go to a break.
Yeah, the UK will get in trouble. On the telly,
wrestle with. Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. If you want to give us a call, you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio.
This one's on the Alice Blue Gown set list, by the way.
Is it really?
Yeah.
So you can do a little mellow version of, well, I mean, it gets a little, this is Weezer, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I like this. There's some songs by Weezer, it's like, eh, are you going to do the Africa song by Weezer by chance?
That's really a Toto song, so probably not.
To me, it is.
I mean, we could.
And it Weezer fronted it exactly like Toto does.
That's right.
I mean, they didn't change anything. Usually when somebody covers a song, they change it a little bit to suit their own musical type. And Weezer didn't at all. They kept it the exact same. And there are times I'm like, is that Toto or is that Weezer? I can't tell which.
Well, if you remember, that was the song that was in the background of the Chris Mack video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I still think that was Toto.
Oh.
So I just want to believe it was Toto in the background. So and Chris Mack wanted to hear some Rosanna after that song. So anyway, let's talk about this. Our favorite CBS sports writer predicted something yesterday. And Shannon, I kind of like it. It's really amazing the attention that UK football is getting now. And I remember years ago, as soon as basketball season was over, you would still hear all basketball throughout until even maybe till August. Then you'd hear a little bit about football. But now you're getting a real balance, it seems like. And you tell me if I'm wrong. A real balance between UK football news and UK basketball news. Am I right about that, or is that just me wanting to
believe
something?
No, I think you're right. I think, first of all, who's our favorite CBS writer?
Barrett Sally.
Sally Barrett. Okay, yeah.
Yes,
I remember
exactly.
Sally. Yeah.
All right. Well, I know you know Sally. Okay.
But I think you're right. I think that, I mean, it's just a natural thing. You win games, all of a sudden people are going to start talking about you more, right?
Absolutely.
So,
well,
I think that, with the UK basketball team having a down year last season, and that's saying it lightly, I think, being 9-16.
Yes.
But I think that, football is on the rise. Basketball didn't have such a great season. I'm not saying that basketball is not on the rise, because I think that they will be back for next year.
Yeah.
Back to normal. But I think that in the offseason, the bigger story is football.
All right. So let me tell you what he predicted yesterday. He predicted yesterday that Wandell Robinson will be a Heisman contender next season.
Well, let's hope he's right.
So does that make you think that, we've got a strong chance at having a really good football season? Or do you think this is really pie in the sky?
I mean, I didn't need Sally Barrett to tell me that we're going to have a good football season, to be honest with you.
Okay.
So coming from Sally Barrett doesn't mean anything to me. I mean, I would have told you, regardless of who said what, that I think it's going to be a very good football season for UK.
Well, yes, I agree with you. And the way the schedule has come up this year, it really does look like we potentially could have a phenomenal season. But to have somebody the 1st of May, a national sports writer, to say that one of UK's football players is going to be a Heisman contender is really something to mark down. It's like, I don't know if we've ever. Now, I know in the Tim Couch era, I don't remember, though, if we were talking this early about him being a Heisman contender. I think this might be one of the first times it's come up this early for a UK football player to talk about Heisman.
Yeah, it's as early as I can remember. Let's just hope he's right. I'm I don't like predictions. You know that. I think that's.
Yeah, I know.
I understand that these writers have to have something to write, so they got to.
And we got to have something to talk about.
They got to pretend they're a sorcerer and they know the future and all this stuff, but. You know,
so he's more on the more may the fourth be with you, yeah, is what you're telling me, than a Cinco de Mayo kind of guy.
Maybe so, yeah.
Okay, but, well, you know, because
but I think I think the schedule plays well into Kentucky's hands this year.
It does. I fully agree with you. And when we get closer to the season, we'll go down to our predictions and stuff. But I mean, he was one of the top five transfers in the nation when he was picking Kentucky. I mean, so that's just big news for Kentucky, and I'm excited about it. Now, let me ask you this. Since we're having all this success, our Kentucky football is, when it comes to Vince Morrow and all the coaches that are recruiting these players, since we're having all this success in recruiting, do you think the pressure now is shifting towards performance, and now it's time to start showing that we're bringing great players to Kentucky, and here is why, and we got to win certain games?
Well, that's a question you need to ask your buddy Vince Morrow. But I think he would tell you that I don't know. I don't know what he would say. Maybe you just need to get him on here and ask him that question. Well, I don't think that there's pressure really at this point.
I really don't think so.
No, because I think that they've already done the job. They've already done the tough work, and that's getting the players here. And I think, you know, at the end of the day, talent's going to win out. So I think that he's got the pieces in place. I'll just go out and do what you do. And we're going to have some wins. I mean, you know, last year, we look at it as sort of maybe a little bit of a bad season for UK football. But if you had those non-conference games, you're looking at, what, an eight-win team?
At the very least.
Yeah, and that's not bad. It's not a bad season.
Fantastic. No, that's from what we were a few years back, I think that's fantastic. So I'm very excited about it. And I just feel like, okay, the pressure might be kind of switching over to where it's more on the we got to win games, and we got to win certain games on top of it all. We can't have a season where, like in 2018, where we had all these great players and a great season. Yes, we finished with a bowl win against Penn State at the Citrus Bowl, but you can't have games where you go down to Knoxville and just put up a dud.
Yeah. I think the question needs to be the conversation moving forward. What is success for Kentucky football? Because what is success in 2021 isn't necessarily the same answer as what we would have given in 2016, 5 years ago, right?
Yes.
We would have probably said just win six or seven games and go to a bowl. Now, I think what is success is now winning the SEC East, getting to Atlanta.
So you think that's what the next step should be for Kentucky?
I think to the extent of which there's pressure, that's it right there.
All right, so
can they get to that next level?
Yeah. For us to have a successful season at UK football, they need to get to the SEC East Championship.
I just think there's a new goal. I think that when Kentucky was playing out of the bottom of the SEC East, they were just fans were just happy to get to a bowl game.
Yes. Well, now very much so.
Well, now what I'm saying is there's a new standard. You know, you keep winning 7-8 games, now all of a sudden 7-8 wins is just a normal season.
Yeah.
Now we got to look at what's the next thing? What's the next big goal? And I think that is going to Atlanta for the SEC championship.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to all these other minor bowls. My goal was always to get to Florida and play a bowl game down there. To me, the Florida bowl games were always the bigger ones. Or you know, obviously the Sugar Bowl as well. But I didn't care about going to the Music City Bowl or anything like that. Or the Belk Bowl was nice. We hadn't played in that ever. So for the first time playing there, that was nice to be there. But the goal to me was always get to the bigger name bowls, the Citrus Bowl, the Gator Bowl. Hopefully one of these days we can get to the Sugar Bowl. I think you're right. I think the next big step is that, guess what? First of all, we've beaten Tennessee now at home. We've beaten them away. We've beaten Florida down in Gainesville. We got all over those things. Now it's time to beat Georgia, and let's be the representative for the East.
And let's not act like that's some unrealistic goal. You know, just a couple of seasons ago, they had a game against Georgia. If they win that game, they're playing for the SEC championship. Remember?
You're right.
So you get back to that point and get to Atlanta, I think that then all of a sudden you're in the playoff picture for the national championship.
Well, exactly. And you know, you look at this, we had six players that were drafted this year. Next year, you know, we have a long list that's going to crush that if these players perform this upcoming season. So now, if we have all these players that are being drafted in the NFL, don't you feel like we have to get to be in the SEC championship game with all that.
Yep. We'll talk more about it coming up. Yep. Yep.
502-571-1080. We'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
502-571-1080. I mean, as fast as that song is playing, I want to say the telephone number equally that fast. 502-571-1080. You can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. Shannon, let me ask you a question. Would you wait in line for a brand new fast food restaurant if it's over a certain time period? Like, for instance.
What are you trying to say there, Junior?
I know it. For instance, I know, I'm struggling right now, aren't I?
Are you trying to say would I wait in line for a new fast food restaurant for longer than 30 minutes?
Well, yeah. Would you?
No.
Neither would I. And you know, the big news, of course, now everybody knows I'm in Florida, but the big news a couple of days ago was that Orlando opened up their first White Castle. And people, the line for the drive-through was over a mile long, and they predicted that it was taking 4 hours to go through that line.
Wow.
Now,
I hope for their sake they got a porta potty out there, because line's going to be just as long.
I mean, that's exactly what happens to me after I eat the White Castle. I'm somewhere else for 4 hours. But no. I'm sorry. That had to come out. But
literally, it came out.
Very much so.
It took you 4 hours.
But it's true, unfortunately. But, I mean, I can't imagine going to any kind of fast food place for more than 30 minutes. I mean, if it's longer than 5 minutes,
by definition, that's not fast food.
Not at all.
By definition, fast food is you go in, you grab and go. You're in and out.
I mean, no offense to White Castle.
Here's the thing. If it takes me longer to go through a drive-thru than it would to sit down and get a steak, then I'm not going to the drive-thru. I'm going to go get the steak.
Shannon's going to choose a steak over a White Castle.
Well, yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, if I'm hungry, right, and there's a long line in a drive-thru, and it's going to take me longer to go through that drive-thru than it would to go to, let's say, Texas Roadhouse and sit down and order a steak and have it on my table by then I'm not doing it.
I just can't. I cannot think of a single fast food place that I would want to go. Listen, I'm trying to think what my favorite fast food is. What is your favorite fast food?
I don't know that I have a favorite, but my go-to is Taco Bell.
See, I'm right there with you. I'm either Taco Bell or Popeyes.
It's Chick-fil-A fast food. I would say Chick-fil-A's fast food.
I'm
a Chick-fil-A person.
No, I can't do the Chick-fil-A. I've never been so frustrated when I get the fake, it's my pleasure. I mean,
fake? What do you mean fake?
Because it's not sincere. I mean, here's what I usually do. I usually, before they can say it's my pleasure, because here's how you tell if it's fake or not. I always look at them, say, have a nice day. It's my pleasure is what they say. I'm like, that makes no sense. I know that you were just faking that.
No, that's what they're supposed to say.
Not when I say have a nice day.
Like when you say thank you, you say you're welcome.
I'm not saying thank you because I don't want to hear the fake. It's my pleasure.
Well, then don't go there. I think Michael Bennett's just highfalutin and doesn't want to go to Chick-fil-A because of that.
Yeah, okay, that's what it is. I'm highfalutin. All right, let's go to the phone lines. 502-571-1080. Who's up?
Frank.
Frank, what's going on?
Mr. Bennett, you know what I was thinking the other day, Michael?
I'm ready for it. What were you thinking?
Shannon needs a raise.
Well, I've said that for years. I've never disagreed with that. And I think he needs me to negotiate for him so that he does get a raise.
Yeah, he needs to double his money, I think.
Well, yeah.
I need you as my agent, Frank.
Not only at iHeart, but he needs to get money, a bunch of money at OVW, because Shannon the Dude is carrying OVW on his back.
Yeah. So anyway. What's going on, Frank?
I got some inside, Michael. Have you heard, you may have heard this already.
Yes.
Behind the paywall, I won't say where I got it from, but one of the insiders said that one of the recruits coming to Kentucky, Ty is going to be committed to Kentucky.
Oh, really? Very interesting. And when is he going to be?
I don't know if you've hit on that, but I'll definitely be 100% in with that. So,
See, we talked about that the first part of the show, Frank, and it's one of those things where he delayed his commitment. It was supposed to be yesterday. Now it's May 15th, and now that you say something like this, I kind of see the positives lining up there that this could potentially, with the new assistant coaches coming to Kentucky, this might be a thing that's going to come to fruition.
So is Frederick. They're saying by the end of the week he's going to sign in too. So as I said the other day, Cal's got this. So I'll hang up and let you guys talk.
All right. I appreciate it. Nice talking to you, Frank.
I'm marking it down right here. Frank says.
Yeah, exactly. You need to mark that down. And you know what?
CJ Frederick and Ty Washington, right?
Yes. Okay. Yes. So, because you know what? I can kind of see that happening where nothing's going on, and then all of a sudden you get a whole bunch of recruits that commit to Kentucky in the span of, what, 5 or 6 days.
Yeah, sure.
I can see something like that happening.
Yeah.
And then Cal can come. Here comes Swaggy Cal again. See? You had nothing to worry about, you crazy basketball bennies. I was right again. And this is a way for Cal to kind of show face to everybody.
I think you're right. I think you're onto something there.
I think I am too. So, we'll have to see what happens. I hope that is that's my prediction. I hope that does happen. So, so do you think the SEC, because you know, with the COVID and the vaccinations, the South is kind of lagging on people getting the vaccinations. You've already gotten yours, I've gotten mine. Do you think the SEC is going to pressure the schools when it comes to football season to say, okay, you can open up your stadiums to 100% capacity, but only if you allow people that have had vaccinations? Do you think that's what's going to happen when football season comes around?
Well, first of all, we all know that the SEC just means more, because we're told every time it goes to commercial break during an SEC game. I don't know that they're going to do it like that. I don't know. I think at some point, and by the time we get to football season, everybody's going to have the opportunity to get vaccinated who wants to be vaccinated. I think at that point, if you go into a big crowd unvaccinated, you know what you're signing up for. You know there's a possibility you could get the virus, and you're going in with that understanding. I could see something to where maybe when you buy tickets online, you're, you know, checking a box saying that you agree that, you know, the school's not going to be liable if you contract COVID-19 from being at one of their games. You know, like when they had a little fine print when you buy a ticket online?
Yes, exactly.
Nobody ever reads that, right?
No, of course not.
But I could see them having some sort of verbiage in there to where they're not held liable if somebody does get sick at one of these events. But I think they're just going to open it up to everybody. You can't, what are you going to check everybody who comes through the gate? I mean, that would take 4 hours to get people into the stadium.
Well, I mean, you're going through metal detectors now. I mean, it's just going to be one more thing you're going to have to deal with. The Buffalo Bills are requiring it.
Yeah. So let's say that you've been vaccinated. You have your card, you're out there, you're drinking, you're tailgating in the parking lot, and you get drunk, and, you know, it happens. You lose your card. Now, all of a sudden, you can't go to the game? No, I don't think that's going to be the case. I don't think they're going to
do
that.
So is that what you're going to be doing? You're going to be out there drinking a beer. You're after your fifth or sixth beer. You're holding up your vaccination card. Say, yahoo, like, yahoo.
Yeah, look at me. I've been vaccinated.
Somebody steals it.
Yep. Not steal it. Maybe just drop it. Have you ever lost a business card in the parking lot?
No, never.
Oh, I have.
Okay.
Yeah.
You
never dropped a dollar bill somewhere?
You know what? I've lost money, and I have done.
Okay, so if you've lost money, you could just as easily lose a vaccination card.
Okay, well.
So the smart thing to do is take a picture of your card with your phone, and then you have your phone. Now, let's say you have it on your phone.
Yes.
But you were using your phone. But you're, yeah, we'll get to that in just a minute. But let's just say, you know, you're out there partying, you're using your phone so much. Your phone dies in the parking lot. Now you don't have the picture to show that you've been vaccinated when you go in. So I don't think that that's going to happen, because there's just too many headaches that would be involved in.
I think it does.
Making everybody prove that they've been vaccinated before they can go to a game. So to answer your question in a very long form way, as I just did, I don't think they're going to require you to show any sort of proof that you've been vaccinated.
But there are some stadiums that are going to have a vaccinated area to where you don't have to have a mask on, where you don't have to have social distancing or anything like that. So there are going to be some stadiums that are going to do that.
It's called the smoker's pit.
Oh my gosh. Speaking of that, have you ever been to like the Atlanta airport where they have those big rooms and you can't really see in the glass window because of all the smoke in there?
No.
Yeah, okay. But, yeah, that's kind of the glass pit that reminded me right there. But you know what? My phone could get hacked, and I lose everything. But what do I need to do about getting my business not being hacked from anything like that and some bad guy coming in there and stealing all our vaccinated cards.
Well, the key word is business, because if you as a individual, Michael, get hacked, that's not what ClearPoint IT is about. They're about business to business and helping out your business and getting ahead of the hackers, because you don't want to wait and go unprotected, because once you get hacked, it's too late. And you can look at Kroger, U.S. Cellular, Microsoft, T-Mobile, Geico, who have all had to deal with this massive headache of being hacked and having their data breached. So what you need to do is contact ClearPointIT.com. If you have a business, you need to get ahead of the hackers and make sure that your system is protected. ClearPoint IT can do that for you. They're technology and focus. You can give them a call at 502-836-2442 or, again, ClearPointIT.com.
Yeah, when we come back, a couple things I want to talk about. Number one, Jalen Green tweeted out yesterday about his experience in the G League and talking about the upcoming NBA draft and whether or not it was an interesting tweet. And I want to talk about that for a second. Plus, I want to talk about some of these new rule changes. You know, minor league baseball started yesterday, Shannon.
I did know that, yeah.
Hadn't played in a couple of seasons. And they're changing some rules, which seem to be very interesting.
What do you mean a couple of seasons? They haven't played in one season.
Well, okay, they hadn't played in one season. So it's been 2 seasons since they played.
Kind of like how you tried to say that Kentucky basketball hasn't made the tournament in 3 seasons.
Okay,
that's not true.
It's been 2 seasons then. Okay, give me a freaking break, okay? That's all I want.
It was 1 season, because the one before that, nobody made the tournament.
All right, fine. Well, they didn't make it this last year, and then nobody. So it's been 2 seasons. Oh, just forget it. 502.
Minor league baseball rules have changed. We'll talk about the minor league baseball rule changes coming up next.
Oh, my God.
And Just the Cats.
You're listening to Just the Cats on Talk Radio 1080.
Do like that song. 502-571-1080 if you want to give us a call, or you can tweet me at Just the Cat Radio. So yesterday, you know, one of the top recruits for UK basketball was a guy by the name of Jalen Green. And instead of coming to Kentucky, and of course we got another player instead of him, he decided to go to the G League, Shannon. And he sent out a text yesterday. He said, "I know for a fact if I went to college, it would have been a different talk about who would be going number one. It's good, though. I loved the G League. It prepared me ahead of college move. I am gone. Stop working. I ain't going to stop. I ain't gone. Stop working." How young people tweet today really drive me crazy. But anyway, it really was not a good promotion for the G League, because it feels like he's saying he would be the number one recruit or draft pick if he had stayed in college. Do you feel the same way, or do you feel like this was kind of a blow to the G League, or what?
Well, how is it a blow to the G League? Explain.
Because he would have been the highest draft pick. He talked about that in a couple of posts I read a few months back. He talked about the difference between the G League and college is the fact that in the G League, you don't get near the attention. And
no, of course not. If it were up to me, I think I would go to a big college and play.
So would I. I mean, that's clearly the whole thing right there, is that to me, college basketball is always going to get you more attention, because Cade Cunningham is most likely going to be number one, or is the kid from, Suggs, whatever his name is, from Gonzaga. Yeah, is he going to be the number one? And it's not going to be some G League player or potential G League player or anything like that. It's going to be one of these players, and they're going to get all this money. And yes, you are getting a little bit of money going to the G League, but is it worth that? I just don't see how it is.
I think overall you're probably better off going the college route, playing for a big school on the East Coast, or at least stay away from the West Coast, because most of the time when you're playing games on the West Coast, everybody else is asleep. So if you want, Gonzaga, of course, UCLA, a couple of exceptions.
That's what
maybe.
I was getting ready to say.
Right.
Is that going to change with the recent
maybe so.
Of UCLA and Gonzaga?
But I'm just saying, a kid like this who could go play at pretty much any school that he wanted to play at, I think it would have been smarter, at least in my opinion, to go the college route, play 1 year, be a one and done, and then go on to the league, and you probably make more money that way.
Yeah. Well, a lot of people said he would have come to Kentucky if Terrence Clark hadn't come to Kentucky.
Right.
So, you would have definitely gotten a lot of attention and publicity and a lot of eyes on you when it comes to watching at Kentucky. It just doesn't matter what kind of a season we're having or not, good or bad, people are still, and national media are still reporting on Kentucky.
Right.
it through the good and the bad. I mean, it was remarkable how it was, I believe it was the Alabama Auburn game, if I remember correctly. And of course, they were having great seasons, but Kentucky wasn't. And of course, we were on ESPN, and that game was being played on, or it might have been Alabama LSU, and that game was being played on ESPN2.
I remember that, yeah.
I mean, that shows you right there.
They were at the top of the SEC, and they were moved over to the ESPN.
To the little station.
Yeah, exactly, exactly.
Might as well have been ESPN the Ocho.
Because I mean, ESPN knows, I mean, look, at the end of the day,
it's all about money.
Exactly. They're a TV station. They need ratings. They know that there's no bigger and more passionate fan base than Kentucky basketball fans. So, of course, it was the smart move for ESPN to do that.
Yeah. I just feel like going to the G League is not a good decision, unless you're just not a good student.
Like, I don't even know where you would even find a G League game.
Well, not only that, I don't even know who the teams are. I don't think, in fact, I know I can't. I cannot name a single G League team.
If you said right now there's a G League game on, find it.
I don't care. Yeah. If
I didn't have Google, I wouldn't know where to find it.
We're always going to tune into a college basketball game far more than we're going to tune into a. I bet it's 99-1. It's got to be only family members of those players that watch.
Yeah, probably so. I wonder if it's different outside of Kentucky, just because we're such big college basketball fans. It's sort of in our blood.
Yes.
But I just wonder if, other, maybe out west, maybe they pay more attention to the G League than we do. But I know here in Kentucky, I don't think anybody really pays attention to the G League.
No. All right. Let's do a fair comparison. I mean, are you going to watch, because the Louisville Bats started yesterday.
Yeah, I want to hear about these minor league changes.
Would you rather watch the Louisville Bats or the Cincinnati Reds? Or you're Atlanta Braves, if you want to go that far. I mean, you're going to watch the Major League Basketball team more than you're going to watch the Minor League Basketball team. It's just the way it is, the way the world turns. All right, let's talk about this. Speaking of Minor League Baseball, the Major Leagues kind of uses Minor League Baseball to try out new things.
Right.
Okay? So there's a few rules that they're going to try out this year. Shannon, and I want to get your opinion.
Okay, let's hear them.
All right, number one. They want to try larger bases. So instead of having the normal 15-inch square, 15-inch base, they're going to try out an 18-inch base.
So it's a lot easier to steal bases.
Exactly.
You have a lot
reduce
more
players' injuries.
A lot more offense.
Yeah, and I think that's what they're trying to drive
here. Say a lot more. We're going to see. I guess that's the whole experiment. How much more offense will you have with the bigger base?
Well, and not just that, they're hoping that instead of players settling for a single, they'll try and stretch it out and make it a double.
Yeah, because they get three-inch advantage. I guess 6-inch advantage, really, if you hit the inside of that base.
Yes, exactly. So, all right.
You got a 3-inch advantage, I'm sure.
Let's stop it. This is PG. They're trying to regulate the shift on batters, which I hate.
I don't like that. Look, here's my thing. If you are a professional baseball player, and you can't either pull the ball or go the other way, then you shouldn't be in the majors or the minors to begin with, right?
I kind of feel the same way. It's like you can't put a little slap bunt down.
If you can't do that, then what do you do? You shouldn't even be in the league.
Who was it? Suzuki, wasn't it? Played for the Mariners for so many years. He could slap the ball anywhere. It's like watching a softball game with him. Yep. He could put the ball anywhere he wanted to on the field. And I can't figure out why these major league players can't do this. Because they'll leave the third base line so wide open. So they're not going to allow players to do this shift. What they're going to do, they're going to require two players on each side of second base, and they have to be on the dirt.
I hate that.
So I kind of like that rule.
That takes away this. You like that rule? I hate that rule.
Because I hate the shift.
Why do you hate the shift? Again, you just said, you just agreed with me, then you went back against what you just said, like I did, if you're a Major League Baseball player and you can't hit it the other way or pull the ball. Now you're telling me that you like the idea of them restricting the shift.
All right.
I love the shift. I think they should be able to put every player on one side of the field if they want to. Because if you can't pull the ball, then that's on you. That takes away the strategy of baseball.
I'm going to save the big one for last. The next one they want to do, moving pitching rubber back from 60 feet,
six inches
to 61 feet, 6 inches.
No.
Moving it back a foot.
Don't like it.
They're trying to promote more offense again.
Yep.
That's what they're trying to do. So batters can pick up the steams and be able to hit the ball in a little less velocity. The last one, robot umpires.
Stop it. That's the absolute worst. No.
Yeah.
No.
I'm a traditionalist.
Anything that takes away jobs from humans, I'm not for it.
Well, not just that. It's going to take away a lot of the fun when an umpire comes out there.
I'm not going to argue with the robot.
Exactly. It's going to make the game perfect and nobody's going to argue. That's exactly what I want. I want the
My call stands. You are ejected from the game, Earthling.
Shit, the dude is a robot. Yeah. I've got to hear more about this. All right, everybody, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow on Just the Cats.
Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.